Last time on Adventures in Odyssey...
You don't know Dalton. Have you forgotten that he's responsible for the deaths of your mother and brother? I'm one of the few people who know everything he did in Africa. He won't stop until I'm imprisoned again, or worse.
The agency doesn't have enough evidence to convict Dalton in court. We should find that evidence ourselves.
Do you remember the tape we made, Aziz?
Tape?
The videotape that showed how Thelma and I were treated.
It was hidden under the false bottom in an ivory box. Dalton's men took all of our treasures from the village, including that box.
So Dalton's men have our only evidence right now.
They probably don't know they have it.
Looks like everything's headed to New York. From there, they're shipping it off to a place called Rock Rimmon Tower.
Rock Rimmon Tower? That's where Dalton lives.
Well, then, that's where we're going.
This is Chris. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Greetings, Katrina. We're headed to New York. I'll take precautions, don't worry. Farewell, Katrina.
It was good of Wit to keep an eye on her.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Flight 5665. Service directs from Kinshasa to New York. Please discontinue the use of all portable...
Are you comfortable? It'll be a long flight.
I'm fine.
Well, I think I saw Jason hoarding the pillows a few seats up. I could grab one.
No, thanks.
Oh, there you are. Suppose I'll get my book.
Hey, what's that you're using as a bookmark?
Oh, it's a picture of you, Mom, and Dalton. Huh. Do you remember it?
Yes, that was in Tunisia. The day after we took this picture, we found the ancient Tunisian version of a telescope.
Mm.
It was the first of its kind ever discovered.
Fascinating.
Yes, that was a good day. Dalton and I celebrated through the night.
So, what changed between you two?
Oh, we had our differences, both in personality and as scientists.
What do you mean?
A wedge grew between us that started when I was in my last year of college. It involved Thelma.
Mom?
She and Dalton were quite serious before I came into the picture.
Dalton dated my mother before you did?
I'm afraid so.
Ooh, I'm genuinely repulsed.
He saw our relationship as a betrayal.
Hmm.
Things were never the same between us after Thelma and I married. But he and I still managed to work together. He was my mentor. He taught me everything about archaeology. But somewhere along the line, I outgrew Dalton. Dalton, look at this.
What is it?
A magazine I found at the library. It's filled with new archaeological tools and technology. Look at this sonar machine. It could cut our digging time in half. And here, look
at this. Hey, I don't trust those newfangled machines.
Oh, I know. You like to trust your instincts, but this wouldn't compromise them. We'd still have to know our locations. This would simply help us fine-tune our dig sites.
Hey, look, we're not using any sonar machines. They destroy the finds.
Oh, no, no. They're completely non-invasive.
Not a chance. Now, would you stop reading those magazines? Get back to your studies.
Now, why do you refuse to live in the present? Technology is passing us by. Other archaeologists are gaining advantages over us.
Yeah? Well, I'll always have the advantage of my instincts.
Your instincts won't take you that far, Dalton.
Just who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, yes, I know. The archaeologist of the year, you remind me every day. But that was 4 years ago. Do you ever wonder why you haven't won in the last 3 years?
Get out of my office.
I'm ordering this equipment, and you'll be miles behind me in the blink of an eye.
How dare you threaten me? I made you. You were nothing but a starving college student.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, Dalton, but I'm not in college anymore. And I'm ready to move on. And I did.
Indeed.
I took advantage of the current technology, and I became one of the most successful archaeologists in the world.
Hmm.
Dalton was left far behind, and it drove him insane.
Well, though, of course, not literally.
Not literally?
Hmm.
I'm not so sure. He did imprison his former best friend and former girlfriend for 20 years.
Of course.
We're not dealing with a rational man here, Eugene. He can't be predicted.
Which makes him all the more dangerous. This is quite the glamorous hotel. Dad, did you notice the 14th century tapestry?
Oh, be careful where you look, Eugene.
Huh? Why?
We're in the lobby of the building where Dalton lives. For all we know, he's watching us through the security system, even as we speak.
But Jason said that Dalton doesn't have control of the building, just the top floor.
All right, guys. We have the hotel's full cooperation.
Excellent. But what does that mean practically?
All right. They're setting us up in a room just a few floors below Dalton's floor and giving us full access to their security system.
It's awfully nice of them.
You'd be surprised what a federal court order can get you. Unfortunately, the security system doesn't monitor the penthouse, and the hotel can't tell us much about what goes on up there.
Is Dalton here now?
No. He left yesterday on some kind of business, but his security guard's still up there.
So, how do we get in?
Well, there are two entrances. The main elevator and a stairwell. There's a keypad to get out of the elevator into the apartment and a keypad at the stairs.
Ah.
But neither of them have codes that we know. So it appears there's no way to sneak in undetected.
You seem unusually happy to tell us that we're at a dead end.
No, it's not a dead end. There's only one group of people that Dalton lets in from the outside. Cleaners. And that's where we come in.
So, what are you suggesting, Jason?
Eugene, what do you think? Today, the cleaning staff just hired 3 new janitors.
They did? So you're suggesting that we find them and maybe they can get us into Dalton's floor?
Eugene, I mean that we're cleaning the place.
Oh, spy lingo. Cleaning. 10-4.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a 2-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your 2-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kids' new favorite place.
Push the button, Leonard. Top floor.
Yes, of course.
Now, the guard's expecting us. He'll punch in the code at the top floor. Everybody ready?
Well, actually, I feel as though my research may have been inadequate. I only read the last 10 years of staff personnel files.
I'm sure that's more than sufficient, Eugene.
I hope.
Okay, let's go over what we're doing one last time. Leonard?
I'll be cleaning, of course, while searching the rooms for the Ashanti box. Jason, if you'll start on the north side of the floor, I'll start on the south.
You got it. Now, if for some reason we can't find the box, I'll be ready to install the motion-sensing mic on the phone so we can monitor his plans.
Good.
And I'll be running interference with the guard. Speaking of which, how am I supposed to find things to talk about for an extended period of time?
Eugene, when have you ever been at a loss for words?
Huh?
Is my earpiece working, Jason? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Oop, okay, here we go.
Oh, cleaning staff?
Cleaning staff. That's us.
Yes.
We're the cleaning staff, yes.
Well, what happened to the old crew?
They're on vacation, ma'am. They'll be back in a few weeks. Here are our papers.
Well, let me get the door.
Security code required. Welcome.
Cleaning supplies are right here. I assume you know what to do.
Yes, of course
we do. Yes.
The hotel told us all about it.
I'll start my cleaning down the hallway.
And I'll start in the living room.
And I'll merely carry these supplies.
Do you need help with those?
If you don't mind.
No problem. So do you want them in the kitchen?
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Miss Vasquez, what is your role here?
Well, aside from carrying supplies for the cleaning staff...
Thank you.
I manage Mr. Kern's security.
He does have a lot of that, doesn't he?
Well, yes, I designed most of the system myself.
Really?
Yes, I happen to be an expert in electronics and computer programming.
You jest.
Not at all. Why?
Oh, well, I, I don't mean to brag, but I've written a program or two myself. In my spare time, of course.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you about a few. I believe my very first one involved a program.
Well, Mr. Kern, we're here.
Thank you for that observation, Doyle. And don't use my real name.
Sorry, but we've been searching for months. What makes you think this lead is any good?
Nah, one of our men found this newspaper article. Here, look.
Hand Up, an organization run by Odyssey resident Eugene Meltzner, prepared the boxes to send to an African tribe called the Ashanti. Aren't the Ashantis the
one... Yes, yes. That's the village where Leonard stayed before he came to work for us. Now, is that strangely coincidental that another Meltzner would just happen to have a connection to that village?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I called the missions group that sent this Eugene person, and they seemed cagey. That could mean Eugene is hiding something, which could lead us to Leonard.
So, where do we go now?
Well, the article mentions that his office is housed within a local business in town. I assume that local business might be able to answer just a few questions about him.
Well, what's the name of the local business?
It's a place called, now get this, Wits End.
Anything yet, Leonard? We've been here for an hour.
No, but I haven't been able to go down the back hallway. The guard keeps looking at me.
Maybe she likes you.
Very funny. Wait, I think Eugene has her distracted now.
We could be wrong. Maybe the box is in another room at the hotel.
Now, wait a minute. I think I found it. This must be the room where he keeps it.
How can you tell?
Well, the door is made of wood carved with African masks. Either this is his artifact room, or he's more eccentric than we thought.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go in and look.
Right. Now, look, the door's locked.
Great. Is there a keypad?
No.
We had better not hang around too long, or the guard's gonna get suspicious.
Right. I think you should plant the phone bug.
Already started. Should only take a sec.
Good. I'll meet you out front when...
Hey!
Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning.
Leonard, who is it?
Oh, could you open this door for me?
Nobody's allowed in there.
Well, we're supposed to clean every room in the house.
Sorry, that room's special. Only my dad could get in there. He says his name and the door opens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm new here.
That's okay.
So, Dalton's your dad?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I have to get back to my cleaning. I'll see you later.
You can't play for a little while?
Play?
Yeah. The other cleaning people always stay and play with me.
Oh, I'm afraid I have to go. I may be back soon.
All right. I have some really cool video games I'll show you.
Sounds good. Goodbye for now.
See ya.
Sorry about that, Jason. Dalton's son stopped me.
I didn't realize anyone else was up here.
Neither did I. Did you install the bug?
Yeah, it's all set. Let's get out of here.
Right.
But I'm afraid it's time for us to go. Next time I'll tell you how I solved the dilemma of having two numerical integrators with only one failsafe bus.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Yeah, we'll be back to clean again on Thursday.
I'll see you then.
Bye, thank you. Now,
farewell.
Oh, before you go... Have any of you talked to Hortensia lately? I've been wondering how she's been. She's on the cleaning staff, right?
Hortensia hasn't worked for the hotel for almost a year. But we can check on her if you like.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't worry about it. Thanks anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
Thank
Farewell.
You.
Goodbye now.
Whew, that was close.
Oh, nice job, Eugene. I guess you can never be too prepared.
You certainly can't. Now... We just have to figure out how to get through that door.
So the door is voice activated?
Indeed. Now, since you did some work with voice synthesis technology, Mr. Whittaker, I thought you might have some ideas.
Well, that was years ago. Anything we rig up would be pretty unreliable. It might work, or it might just set off an alarm.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Oh, sorry, Eugene. I've got a customer. Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong?
Dalton's here.
What? There in Odyssey?
He's waiting at the soda fountain. Oh, this could be interesting. Here, take the phone, Katrina. I'll be back.
Be careful.
How can I help you? Wait a minute. I know you.
John Whittaker?
Dalton, is that really you?
It is.
Oh, I haven't seen you in years.
Oh, the last I knew, you were somewhere in Israel, weren't you?
Yeah, the Aharoni dig near Jerusalem, actually.
Oh, that's right. You did that with the Universal Missions Board, as I recall.
That's right, yes.
You always did sit at the Christian table at our archaeologist lunches, didn't you?
Yes, I suppose so. Well, what are you up to these days, Dalton?
Well, right now, I'm trying to find a man named Eugene Meltzner.
Oh, and you came here to find him?
Yeah. Do you know him?
Well, I do.
Because his name is next to yours in the newspaper.
Well, yes. Eugene's a friend of mine, yeah.
Ah, good. Is he here now? The newspaper says his office is in this building.
Oh, I'm afraid he's not in.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you know where he is now, though?
Now?
Yeah.
Well, right now.
Oh, Whit!
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were engaged. Mind if I say hello?
Oh, no, of course not. Here, let me introduce you.
I can introduce myself, Whit. Hello there. I'm Katrina.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dalton.
Dalton? You sure don't hear that name a lot. No last name?
Yeah, it's Kern.
Well, I hate to interrupt, Mr. Kern, but I have an urgent phone call here. Someone can't get one of Whit's gadgets to work. You really need to take this, Whit.
Yeah. Sorry, Dalton. I should take this in the kitchen.
Oh, no. It's no trouble. But I will stop back soon. Is that okay, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, sure. Yeah, I look forward to it.
Ah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, thanks for rescuing me, Katrina.
Actually, it wasn't you I was thinking of rescuing.
Oh.
Did you get that, babe?
Got it. Great work, Katrina.
Thanks.
Got what? I must have missed something here.
Thanks to my clever wife, I recorded Dalton saying his name. Now maybe we can access his secret room.
So, what happened?
Something's not right. Whitaker was edgy. Everyone connected to Eugene Meltzner seems to be hiding something.
What do you want to do?
We'll find Eugene's address in the phone book. I think we should pay his home a visit.
Yeah, if you say so.
I say so. This is our way to find Leonard. I'm sure of it.
Have you ever wanted to know what goes on behind the scenes of Adventures in Odyssey? Well, now you can with the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Enjoy the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast today by visiting witsend.org.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
No alarm system?
Typical. After all, this is small-town America. Give me a boost through the window.
Yes, sir.
Isn't there any trace of Leonard here?
All I found was this index card. It was under the desk in the bedroom.
Let me see. Things to discuss with my father. My new home, hand up, did... So what?
Notice anything familiar about the last thing on the list?
Dalton Kern. Eugene was going to discuss me with his father. This is it. This has to be our connection to Leonard. I wouldn't be surprised if Eugene is a close relative, a cousin, a nephew.
How about a son?
What?
It says things to discuss with my father. Why couldn't Eugene be Leonard's son?
No. Both of Leonard's sons died long ago. One died at the dig. The other... Is that possible?
What?
I never knew the name of his first son. Maybe he didn't die in that train crash after all.
Maybe. Well, maybe, like you said, he's just related to Leonard.
The real question remains, where is Leonard now? Hey, did you check the answering machine?
No.
I wonder.
You have one old message.
Katrina. We're headed to New York. I'll take precautions, don't worry. Farewell, Katrina. It was good of wit.
Aha! I'd recognize that voice anywhere. That was Leonard. He's with Eugene right now.
Well, what do you think they're doing in New York?
Well, I'm sure they're going to a show at Radio City Music Hall. They're trying to find me, of course. And Whitaker and that girl at the shop are in on it, too. It all makes sense now. Leonard has been living in Odyssey.
Should we go back to Wit's End?
No. I'm going to New York. Now.
Which floor are we again?
55.
Oh, right.
Hey, hold up. Wait for me.
Hold the door, Jason.
Okay.
Hey, you're the cleaning guy.
You got me. I'm him.
Are you coming back on Thursday?
I think so.
Oh, good. It's so quiet when Dad's not here. I can't wait till he gets back.
Is your dad gone a lot?
Yeah, but after he's gone, he always takes the next day off to play with me.
How about your mother? Where's she?
She died a long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I have a picture of her.
Oh.
Here, that's her with Dad.
Oh, she's a very pretty woman. And kind, too, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, that's what my dad says. You want to see?
Oh, sure. Oh, my word.
Thanks for calling, Officer Orion. When did the silent alarm go off?
Oh, just about 15 minutes ago. Apparently, they broke the back window. But they were gone before we got here. You know, it would be better if you had a regular old non-silent alarm. Those usually scare the burglars away.
You know Eugene. He doesn't want to disturb the neighbors. Mm. And he thinks it's better to trap the criminals than frighten them off.
Yes, well, that worked out really well, didn't it, no?
Officer Orion, Katrina, I found something on the security tape you should hear.
Ooh, security tape?
Yes, yes, there's a motion-sensing mic in the phone. I installed it when Leonard moved in.
Oh, wait. You really need to work for us.
Oh, thanks for the offer, but ice cream's exciting enough for me. This is the end of the recording.
We're in on it, too. It all makes sense now. Leonard has been living in Odyssey.
Oh, no. Should we go back to Wit's End?
Now. I'm going to New York. Now.
Well, Katrina, it looks like the gig is up.
We'd better warn the guys in New York.
All right. Thank you, Katrina. I'll tell the others. Goodbye. Oh, Jason, Dad.
Hey, Eugene.
We have a problem. Dalton just boarded a flight to New York.
What? Does he know about Leonard?
It appears that way. Dad? Dad, didn't you hear what I just said?
Yes, I heard.
Well, what's wrong? Jason, what happened?
We just came up the elevator with Dalton's son.
And?
He showed me a picture.
A picture? I'm sorry, but I fail to understand the significance of the photograph.
Eugene, the picture was of your mother.
Thelma? But how would that boy get a picture of my mother? It makes no sense.
That's what I thought. Until the boy told me his name. Everett.
Everett?
But Eugene, that boy upstairs is my son.
Leonard's son is still alive? Eugene has a brother? Could this get any more complicated? Be sure to stay tuned for scenes at the exciting conclusion. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to us, just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Top Floor. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org.
You're not expecting something to happen to you, are you?
Well, I'm praying, but I'm also prepared.
For what?
For whatever.
Showtime.
Dalton and the guard are getting on the elevator in the lobby.
Aha! This is it.
Don't come near me.
Everett, please. How are you getting out?
Don't worry about me.
Somebody better speak up.
Time for the moment of truth.
You're lying to me.
Get out of the way.
We're trapped.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Top Floor was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Townsend Coleman, Audrey Wasilewski, Phil Proctor, Chuck McCann, Pat Music, Keith Ferguson, and Shane Baumel, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.